Keep turning your back on every sin and make peace your life motto. Can anyone think of any mottos? Like school mottos. Does anyone have a school they've gone to and they can remember the motto that was at their school? Something like achieve the best or whatever. Pardon? Effort? All right. Any others? Deeply Christian, open to all. All right, so they're mottos. Sometimes schools have mottos. Oh, what? Ah, I'm impressed. I can imagine going through school and not having a clue, but I don't know. Oh, my word. But what does it mean?
Our duty is only to glorify God.
Oh, wow. There we go. Yeah. There you go. Some mottos. Life mottos. Yeah. So keep turning your back on every sin and make peace your life motto. So it's like put peace as an important thing in your life. A motto. A goal. A practice being at peace with everyone. So put it into practice. Ian Ganilla brought this verse to us for the year, but of course it's not for the year, is it? It's for life. So but as it's given to us for the year, it helps us to focus on it and put it into practice. And Caroline reminded us a week or two ago about it. So to try and make peace an important part of our life. And but part of that thing, the verse, says turning your back on every sin. And Ian spoke last week about turning your back on it, didn't you? Repentance, which is turning your back on it, walking away, turning towards God. So, you know, change of direction. And you talked all about that. So that was like the first part of it. So you repent and then make peace your goal. Like I say, it's not just for this year, and then you forget about it next year when you get a new verse. Hopefully, it layers up. You get a verse this year, you get a verse next year, and it helps build your character. So you build it into yourself. It's for us to think about, for us to build on. And we've got to think about those quick reactions that we can have. Those quick reactions where we react and then we think afterwards, oh, I shouldn't have done that. You know, that's how we are sometimes. We react and then we think, oh. Sometimes we can be antagonistic. We want to wind people up with our behavior and our comments. I don't think that's seeking peace. So some of it's a reaction to a situation. We react, something happens and we react quickly, which isn't peace, seeking peace. And other times we're antagonistic, we are creating discord. So one is like almost a reaction and one is kind of proactive, causing trouble when we're trying to be antagonistic. Now sometimes there's a bit of fun and banter, but you know, sometimes we are, what are we trying to achieve? And I know that stuff goes on in our lives. Stuff happens in our lives. And all the time we're living with stuff going on in our lives. And that stuff affects our behavior and what we do. You might not realize it. So if I said to the children, what makes you grouchy? Do you know what makes you grouchy? You might not know, but your parents possibly do. But their parents might not even know. I'll tell you one thing that I would always say makes children grouchy. Being hungry. Sleep's another one. Do you know those things? I was keeping this bit for later, but I can't help myself. Those things affect adults too. Just put that out there. You think it affects the kids, it affects adults. We'll keep that one for later, mind. What's going on in my life right now? Well, right now, I've got Ed and Rue, my two boys, in America, driving each day. Now, there's a worry. They could have an accident in America. There's a nice side. It's lovely to see them. But actually, if I was a big worrier, I could be thinking, what if they have an accident? They're driving on the wrong side of the road all the time. They're going to be flying back here this week. That's a long flight. I don't know how many hours it is. But you know, when people fly, you kind of worry a bit about it because you don't want the plane to crash, do you? Well, I don't know. Perhaps you do. But I don't want their plane to crash. And there's a little sort of worry, isn't it? That they're flying home and there's some changes going on in our family this just now coming up. Their hopes. So what have I got in the family going on? We got Brittany leaves school and goes to college. That's a change. That affects all of us. Yeah? So Brittany's got a change. And that's, you know, we're hoping for the best for Brittany, that all that works out. We've got Sandra, hopefully, is going to do a year's placement. There's a change for her. Come in, staying at home, a year's placement. We've got Rue, hopefully, he's leaving school and going to university. What university? I don't know. Depends on his results. What are they? I don't know. What university? Yeah, we don't know. It's like they are the kind of the unknown, but they could be worries, couldn't they? They could be concerns. Where am I up to? Ed may come home and live with us. That's a nice thought. But, you know, it makes the house busier. There we go. But he might not. You know, he could find a job in France or something. Who knows? They're unknowns, aren't they? Sometimes the unknown affects us. When we haven't got it all fixed, we plan our lives, and the unknown comes along and it kind of makes us a bit uneasy. The unknown can sort of get to us. And these are all things that affect the way you think and behave. They're not that bad, are they? They could be worse. They're nice things in some respects. What about myself? Well, you know, I've had a few bloodshot eyes this year, and with the help of Ashley, I've discovered I've got high blood pressure. You know, I know, everybody know. I've let everybody know. I don't know why we shouldn't be laughing, should we? It's nice though. And I'm in the process of working that all out, and I'm not sure what the result is going to be. You know, I've discovered this high blood pressure, and I keep taking it, hoping suddenly it's disappeared, but it's still there, and it hasn't gone away. You know, and how do we deal with all these things? I'm waiting for the church answer. No one's. Yeah, take it to the Lord in prayer. That's the church answer. But we still have it, don't we? But actually, that is a church answer, and it's what we should do. I kind of, you know, it is what, if I'm in church context, it's what everyone would say, yes, take it to the Lord in prayer. But actually, it is what we should do. All these things I should pray about. Everything. When the boys are going to fly, we pray about it. Colleges, we pray about it. All the stresses, little worries, little concerns, pray about them. So, but they still affect us. They still affect us. And when we're in a stressful situation, we can react, can't we? And I may joke about my blood pressure. Maybe it's a sort of bravado thing, or maybe it's a coping mechanism. I don't know, but I do know it's serious, because I do know that it can lead to a stroke or a heart attack or a heart attack and death. So, you know, it's not It isn't really a laughing matter, but I'm sort of trying to work my way through it. And the reality probably of it is quite frustrating, because I live quite a healthy lifestyle. And there's the frustration of it. All the things that the doctor would tell you to do, I kind of do. And at the end of the day, bang, you got high blood pressure. So there you go. You can't always avoid these things. Anyway, and we have to manage our emotions and self-regulate ourselves. We have to manage how we are with people. With all this stuff going on. Do you know all this stuff going on in your life? Do you know what? Some of you have got much bigger stuff going on. Some of you have probably got less stuff going on. A mix. Is it an excuse? It's not an excuse to just do what you like. Well, I can't help it. I've got this, so I can do what I like. It's not an excuse. It can be a reason for our behavior, but we can't excuse it. Well, I just do what I like because I've got bad stuff going in my life. It's a reason, but it's not an excuse. And we mustn't let those things master us. Those things that are going on in your life, in my life, they can't be my boss. They can't master me. Jesus has to be your Lord. When you pray Lord. He's Lord. He should be your master. Not that stuff that's going on in your life. That should be subordinate to you and the Lord. So, what are we going to do now? And the kids can be involved in this. Just very briefly. Tell someone, and it can be whoever you want. It could be the person next to you, but you can walk across the room if you want to. You don't have to tell them that big thing that's bothering you, but you could. Tell someone something right now that's bothering you. I've just listed some of my things that bothering, concerning. I don't want to use the word worry, because the Bible tells us not to worry. So those things that are going on in your head that are on your mind. Yeah? Okay, I'm going to get onto the second little chunk. I recognize that person. Okay. Now, I asked the children what makes them maybe grouchy, and it affects them, it affects us. And to some of the little children, like Sydney, or even anyone else, if you have little worries, who do you talk to? Okay. Do you talk to anyone else? Do you ever tell your mum your worries? Do you ever talk to a friend? You don't talk to anyone? What? Would you ever talk to your teacher? Okay. There you go. Anyway, you can talk. Sometimes we talk to friends. Sometimes we talk perhaps to our mum. Sometimes we just bottle it up. Yeah? Anyway, now I'm going to think ahead now. Just 1 week. By the way, there won't be church here next Sunday. There'll be no one here, bar you if you turn up. So there's no one here next Sunday. So for anyone that's not coming to camp, there is the other end or another one or none at all, whatever. Whatever. Anyway, let's think ahead 1 week to camp. Who likes camp? Do the children like camp? Yes, good. And you children at the back there that real go to camp, does anything annoy you about camp? Oh, that's great. Wow. Now, if I ask the adults that, I wonder what list they'd come out with. Well, I'm not going to ask the adults, because the list would be too long. Anyway, Hang on, here we go, let's go. We're living next week, we're going to camp, and we're living next to each other. Isn't that marvellous? We're in Christian community. Next best thing to heaven. Yeah? We're in heaven next week. We're all Christians, because that's what we're all waiting for, to go to heaven and be Christians living together. Yeah? Yeah. Oh, actually, heavens. Anyway, that's next week. For some it's heaven and for some it's not quite. And we're all living there in close community for just 1 week. Not eternity, for 1 week. And it's not too long, is it? And sometimes we go to camp thinking, this is going to be great, and I leave all my worries behind. Well, in some respects, you kind of have, but you haven't. Because they still affect you, don't they? They're there in your head. We haven't turned into somebody else or something else. When we go to camp, we are who we are. We're still the same person. We might be able to put a bit of a effort in. We might put a bit of a show on. But we are who we are when we get into that community. We get there. After probably one night, we're tired. Because we haven't slept that well. Oh, wait a minute. What did I say about the children? And one of the first answers when they're grouchy is because of tiredness. But that affects all of us, adults and all, see? Because you might not think it, but you're tired. You might not realize. That can make you a bit grouchy. Oh, sometimes you're a bit hungry because you're not eating like you might at home. So wait a minute, now you're tired and you're hungry. So that affects the children, yeah, and it affects the adults. Have a think about it. We can sit there watching each other and think of how we wouldn't do what they're doing. We can just look out and think, nah, it wouldn't be. Sometimes we can go and give them some advice. Some helpful advice. I wouldn't do that if I were you. Advice. And when I was thinking about this, I've got another verse that's very similar to the one that I started with. From Romans 12:18. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. As far as it depends on you. So if it depends on you, now then, like I said earlier, you can be antagonistic, you can be the cause of grief, or you can react to things. So as far as it depends on you. So in other words, let's consider each other. Of course, this message I'm talking about is for camp, but actually it's for everything, isn't it? Camp is like a little magnifying glass on 1 week of living close together. But actually, this should be how we are all the time. Wow, it's a bit. But next week is a bit concentrated, and I'm just thought, let's have a little think on it. So let's consider one another. Just because someone is in a tent and you can't see them, it doesn't mean they don't exist. So sometimes, you know, I think I'm going to sound like a grouchy old person now, because I'm going to go through my little list of things that I was thinking about when camping. Do you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, you're in tent and you kind of hear. Across the campsite with the noisiest pair of flip-flops going. Why? Who wears the noisiest flip-flops? A camp at 3 a.m. There you go. I'm just putting it out there. You could wear your flip-flops, but, you know, you could be stealth-like, or you could be all the way through the campsite. I was just trying to remember some of the things that you can think of that. And what about the person who gets up? They wake early. They're up at 6. They're like, oh, morning, every morning. There's names come to. I'm not saying names. I'm not saying names. Morning. Oh, would you like a cup of tea? Oh, yes, please. Kettle on. It Someone switch that kettle off. 6 in the morning. Yeah. Camp life. Consider one another. You wake up, because there are people who are in a tent, it doesn't mean they're not there, and you're just separated by a bit of canvas. That's how we can behave and how we can think of others. You could be stealth-like, or you can, as soon as you wake up, go, morning, morning, how are you? And it's all like, okay, we're all awake now. You're awake, we're all awake. Yeah? I don't know to you what's a reasonable time to start putting the volume up, but it's just some, these are just some things. The shop opens at 8, I think, so 8's. But it's just, yeah, but I'm talking about adults. I'm not talking about the kids. I'm talking about adults here. These are Christians considering one another. It's like as if there's no one else around. Here, I'm just putting it out there, Mr. Grumpy, yeah? Now then, we've got to think about other people. Some people just live oblivious to other people, so they don't think about these things, and they just crash on, crash bash. And it's funny because Ed and Rue, they're in America at the moment, and they're camping. And yesterday they said, we're in a tent, and we've got a small tent, and we've got a whole bunch of people have come and packed, camp right next to us. And what do I get first thing in the morning? A ball thud against the tent. First thing in the morning. And then you've got youngsters coming around going, ooh, is that a dog tent? Right next to them, as if like there's nobody inside. This is an empty tent. See, it happens all over the world. So that's in America. People are sort of oblivious to, there's someone sleeping in there, but let's kick the ball against it. These are just some of the things. So that was just Ed's comments yesterday. And we could go off and then we could react and go, do you mind shutting up? Or do you mind that? See, that could be a reaction. But we don't, because we're Christian and we just let them carry on in a noisy old way and love it. So that's... Now then, but sometimes, and this is a story from last year, if you don't mind me saying, Rachel, and I think it's fair enough. There was someone flying a kite. And it wasn't anyone in our church, but it was somebody else, and they had this kite, and it was a great big thing, wasn't it? And it would sort of dive down and hit the ground really quite thud. But they were flying it where everyone walked through. And it was all kids playing and that. But ever so often it would just come quite regularly crash to the ground. And in the end, Rachel felt obliged to go and say to him, do you think this is the wisest thing to fly this big kite where all the children are playing and everyone's walking? Oh, where was their sense, see? Where's their sense to fly a kite where everyone is playing and walking? It's not flying a kite that's just staying up there. It was regularly nosediving. If that fell on any child's head or an adult, that would seriously hurt. So sometimes you just have to say something to someone who is not thinking at all. But there's some, you know, we're living in community, and actually there's not that many rules. So as Ian mentioned last time, the first Bible rule that we need to observe is love the Lord your God with all your heart. Then follows love your neighbour as yourself. And if you had those in mind, you wouldn't need a massive amount of rules. The more you love each other and think about each other, the less rules you need. Now then, when people are inconsiderate, you have to start applying rules. So now you start saying, okay, we're banning flip-flops. No talking before 8 o'clock. No talking after 11 o'clock. I don't know if it is on a campsite. Oh, is it? So, but that's what you end up having to do, because people can't They don't think. There's not consideration. So then you have 101 sets of rules that you start to say, because people don't know how to behave or don't consider other people, you end up having a massive amount of rules. And I mean, one that is going to creep in, but I've always thought this: barbecues on the grass. It's all right burning a patch on the grass, but if someone came into your garden and burnt a big square on your lawn, you wouldn't go, "Ooh, that's nice. I love a big burnt patch in my lawn. They're nice." But you do it to there, at that house. Why? Because they've got big grass area, so a little burnt patch doesn't matter. 300 little burnt patches don't matter. But they don't consider these things. So I think if that was my lawn and I came down and there was all these burnt patches all over it, I'd be like, "Oh, you're not coming again. Why am I going to have you wrecking my lawn every year?" So, do you like my little grouchy moan today? But it is community living. And that's why when you move away from God, you end up having more and more rules. But if you're actually close to God and you actually care about each other, you have less rules, because honouring one another, you don't have to have a whole pile of rules. It's nice to have a bit of common sense in there as well. But that's how it's not just camp, could be. So be thoughtful, but it's not just camp. This is life. I'm talking about camp. But life should be like it. We should think about each other. We shouldn't just be thinking about myself all the time. We've got to think about yourself, but what I mean is you've got to think about others. Sometimes we do things and we don't realise. I mean, I might do things that you find a wind-up. But it's a message for every day. Does it? Okay, I'm going to finish with this reading, because I picked that bit out: if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. But it comes on the back of a longer set of reading, so I'll just finish with this. And it's Romans 12 verse 9. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. So that's just ties in with the verse that Ian from Psalms. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honour one another above yourselves. So consider each other. When you camp in, we consider each other. It's the same sort of thing. Honour one another. You think about each other. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervour, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. So when we're at camp now, we're going to be looking around for people who haven't got a cup of tea. I've got a few people in mind, and you've got to look after them, yeah? No, when you're boiling a kettle, you can see if anyone wants a cuppa. Anyway, share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. See, again, like Rachel, when the storms are coming, she's going around checking people's pegs. It's good. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. So be willing to associate with those with little tents. No, it's not. It's low position, you know what I mean. Do not be conceited. Yeah, Steph, you've got your big tent. You mustn't be conceited with your big tent. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. There we go, I'll stop there. So, as a little message for camp, but it's a message for life. I'll call it a day there. And have a good camp, guys. And flip-flops are not banned, by the way.